Amen. Well, always a blessing these Sundays to hear testimonies. But I did want to just share, again, there are people that have never seen a baptism service and maybe are wondering, why get baptized? And maybe you're here and you would say, I profess to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I've never been baptized. Why should I? Well, let me just share why you should. You know, the Bible teaches there is a process or a pattern for the reason why you should get baptized as a follower of Jesus Christ. So, in Acts chapter 2, this is the beginning of the church. We see this pattern of why people got baptized. It said, to those who received the word, that's key. Baptism was never something they did to children, babies. It was always done for people who received the word of God, who believed that Jesus Christ died for their sins, rose from the dead, and declares victory for them over, as Darren said, our greatest of enemies, sin, Satan, and death. And so the pattern for baptism in the Bible may not be the pattern for religion, but the pattern in the Bible is always you receive the word and then you get baptized. It's a big, important thing because the baptism itself is the visible display to any people that are watching that these individuals have identified with Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. When you get baptized, what you are telling people publicly is, Jesus is already in me. I identify with my Savior. He is my Lord. He is my Christ. I have already put my faith and trust in Him. See, baptism itself, it serves great purposes to the church itself. Why it should be done publicly. Number one, as a believer, I am being reminded when people get up here and get baptized that doing what Jesus said is always the most important thing to do. See, it's not easy to get up in front of people and declare your love for Christ in a world that doesn't love Jesus. And so when these individuals come up and they show in baptism publicly what Christ has already done, they're reminding me, as a believer now for over 20 years, that doing what Jesus said is always better. Don't we need that reminder? You know, the Bible teaches there are two ordinances that God has given us to remind us of what Jesus has done for us. Number one is baptism, and the other is communion, which we do once a week at the beginning of the month. Again, both of these things, baptism and communion, are already for believers. And they're just reminding us of the power of the gospel. And that very power of the gospel is what absolutely lights our fire to live for Him every day. So, before we get into our testimonies, I just want that to be an important testimony before the testimony starts. Because I can only imagine there are individuals here that have yet to put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Maybe they're relying on their church attendance or their baby baptisms, thinking that they're getting into heaven by some good work. Well, may these testimonies and the testimony that I share to you right now, Jesus' work on the cross was good enough. He died for your sins so that you might have eternal life and forgiven for those sins. Put your faith and trust in His work, not yours, and you will experience eternal life. And for those of us who do know Jesus, who profess already that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, may this be a reminder to you again and to me that doing what Jesus says is always better. So let's repent of our sins and keep following Him. Amen. Let's get right into our testimonies. The first up is Cooper and Emily. So Cooper and Emily, make your way up here and you can jump around, you can do whatever, you're an adult. Let me give you a mic. There you are, brother. It's on. I'm gonna have you screw up. Well, it should be on. Go ahead and talk on it.
Hello?
There it is.
It's working. All right. Well, I just want to say I'm not a public speaker, so this might be a little rough. But I was raised in the Catholic Church and went to Catholic school for 10 years, but never knew I could be saved. So I lived a carefree life, a carefree, selfish lifestyle. I walked through life with no hope, just going through the motions, and there was no light at the end of the tunnel. The years went by. I met my now wife, Emily, and my life was going great. We got married, and over the course of those years, we talked about trying out going to church, but we never did. One day, I was walking through Walmart in the book section, and I decided to buy a Bible and started slowly reading it in my free time, sitting in a tree stand or a hunting blind. Through reading and learning from some others, I learned that I am a sinner who needs saved, and Jesus died to pay the price for my sins. Romans 3, 23 and 24. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And since that day, it is like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. I see the light and I have hope in Jesus. John 8:12 says, again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I walk through life with hope every day now because of the grace God has given me through Jesus' death and resurrection to save me. It has truly changed my life. My heart and mind have changed. I learned to recognize my sin and repent and change. I'm not just living for myself anymore. I'm living for God and his glory.
Amen.
I was a kid that grew up in church. I was there every Sunday and Wednesday, went to youth group and church camp. Although I grew up in the church, I never felt like I really knew God. I always felt like me going to church and being baptized was what was going to get me to heaven one day. On August 2nd, 2013, I was baptized at church camp. Still walking confused in life, I thought, since I was baptized, now I am good and I will automatically go to heaven. Fast forward a few years and I went off to college. I stopped going to church and participated in things a lot of college students do. I never stopped doubting God in that time, but I knew my relationship with him was put on the back burner. A few years into college, I met my husband, Cooper. We had talked about our lives growing up in the church and knew one day we would want to find a church where we would fit into. In the summer of 2024, Cooper started to attend Bible studies and services at High Point. I was still a little skeptical and nervous because of the church that I grew up in. He would come home, and every week I saw how the Lord was working in him. I then started to attend High Point, where I have grown my relationship with God and started to dig back into the Bible and truly know God's word. Through reading the Bible and many self-reflections, I know my sins will not be forgiven unless I repent. I cannot walk through this journey alone and know that Jesus died for my sins, and through him I am saved. Through my salvation and coming to terms with knowing that I am a sinner, I have less anger, anxiety, stress, judgment, but most importantly, I have found hope. Hope because my sins are forgiven through repentance. Hope that I will never walk alone. Acts 22:16 states, and now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name.
Amen. Give me a hug. Kidding me? I need a hug from that one. Praise the Lord. Cooper, Emily, Katrina. Instead of jumping over that, I'm going to have you come around right over here.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Can you see it?
You are gorgeous. Look at all of you.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Katrina Carter. I'm so thankful to be here, right here, with you all today. And I thank you all for being my witnesses. At age 9, my whole world changed when my father very unexpectedly died. I had no father. At age 9, I began saying this saying, "Everything will be okay, even if I do not know what okay looks like." Throughout my childhood, there was chaos in my home. I received mixed messages about God, about religion, about who I could or could not trust. What I learned was to trust no one, to rely on no one, and that everything would be okay. In 1998, my first daughter was born. In 2001, my second daughter was born. I was searching to find God, to find peace. 2005, I thought, oh, I got it. I began attending church, having my girls go, but I was still always searching. I've always been drawn to the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord," giving us that promise of hope and a future. 2009, my mother died. I did not handle that well at all. I continued relying on myself. I continued hurting people. I continued sinning. In July of 2025, I knew that I couldn't go on. I knew I could not go on. I knew something had to change. I asked Becky Hinz if she would be my spiritual gangster. What I meant by that is, please help me be accountable. Please mentor me. I want what you have. Apparently, spiritual gangster means sister in Christ. Yeah. However you want to spin it. I met with Pastor Greg. He listened. He interrupted too, but he listened. He led me to look at my sins. He asked me if I had ever acknowledged I was a sinner. Had I ever accepted that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for my sins, and that he rose for my salvation because God loves me. August 1st of 2025, I laid my sins at Jesus' feet. I asked him for forgiveness. I wept for his sacrifice. I wept for God's sacrifice of his only son for our sins, for my sins. I believe Jesus rose. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I now understand that God has been with me all of those years. It wasn't some kitschy saying, "Everything will be okay, even if I don't know what okay looks like." No, that was God promising hope and a future, and to no longer go on my plan, but his plan for me. The past 23 days have been the best 23 days of my almost 57 years. Praise the Lord. I have been binging Jesus on The Chosen. And when Nicodemus talked to Mary, he said, "What happened?" And she said, I was one way, and now I am completely different. And the thing that happened in between was him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Katrina. Lexi, come on up.
If you see me shaking, I'm going to say it's the coffee and not the nerves. My name's Lexi. I was just recently married, and we had the honor of doing our counseling, marriage Bible study with Darren, and he did officiate our wedding as well. So thank you, Darren. As a child, I remember going to church with my friends and their families, but I never truly understood the graciousness of God. As I got older, I stopped going to church and fell into a time in my life where I truly didn't think I could continue fighting to live. I say fighting because I truly didn't see a path that would lead me to the light at the end of the tunnel. Naturally, as I started college, I turned further away from God and lived an ungodly lifestyle. I don't know if anyone knows how college housing in Iowa City works, but I believe that my randomly assigned roommate was a gift from God. She inspired me and just would talk about how awesome her God was. It was because of her that after 11 years, I went back to my first church service. And during this service, I remember just crying because of how powerful his word was. After this service, I felt a pull to just keep going to church, but I never did, out of fear. This continued until my now husband and I started coming to High Point on January 5th, 2025. Since this day, we haven't missed a Sunday, and with every service, my heart has just grown more and more for Jesus. My husband and I did our marriage counseling with Darren, and it was during this time where I asked God to forgive me of my sins, and I accepted that Jesus was my Lord and Savior, and I recognized that he had died on the cross for my sins.
Amen.
It was in these moments that I realized that I have the Holy Spirit in me, working through me, and completely changing my heart. God put it on my heart today to get baptized today and to tell my testimony, and getting baptized is just the next step into furthering my relationship with him and committing to living my life with putting God first always.
Amen. Amen. Great job. Will. Praise the Lord, Lexi. And your roommate's here. Praise the Lord. Look at you, you're all ready. Oh, there it is.
It's in my pocket.
All right.
Hello, my name is Will, and I'm here to share my testimony with you. I was born in Ethiopia, and 2 months after I was born, my mom died due to tuberculosis, so I was raised pretty much by my dad and my siblings. 9 months before my second birthday, my dad decided to give us up for adoption due to my mom dying. That's when I was blessed and welcomed to my family that I have now. I was also blessed to be able to be adopted with my sister Zoe and brother Zeb and stay with them. I grew up in a Christian home all my life, and literally every sibling that I have is a role model and was a role model of how to put God first. There was also another lady who I looked up to who is my mom's best friend still to this day. Her name is Shelley. But growing up, I never really cared about diving into theology of Jesus because I was a kid and really only cared about doing kid things. There was this place that Shelley took me and my siblings to on Wednesday nights called Freedom for Youth, where we hung out with kids our age and fellowshipped. There was this one night where Shelley grabbed a group of kids and was telling us about hell and what would happen if I died. So that night, I prayed with Shelley, and I said I was a sinner and I needed a Savior, and I asked Jesus to forgive me and come into my heart. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. After being saved, my life has been more challenging. I've sinned and faced temptation over and over again. I've repented and asked for forgiveness. I feel like I shied away from getting baptized because the enemy would lie to me and say things like baptism is for smaller crowds, and I just realized that getting baptized isn't about me. It's about sharing my testimony and what Jesus has done for me to the audience. My favorite verse is Romans 9:17, and it says, I raised you up for this reason so that I may display my power in you and that my name may be proclaimed in the whole earth. Ever since I got saved, I've had never-ending joy and peace. I feel stronger within the relationships with everybody, and I enjoy reading the Bible and asking my parents about verses. I hear God speak to me so clear and open, but I never really did before. I feel convicted when I choose to do the lazy way in things, and I desire to learn how to be a godly man and watch how other godly men act around me.
Amen. Good job, man. Good job. Praise the Lord, Will. Braden, come on up, my man. You got it.
Hi, guys. I'm Braden. I was born and raised in a Christian home, but never really knew what being a Christian meant or what the cross was for. But I always thought that since my parents believed it, that it was true. It wasn't until my third grade year that we stopped going to church, but I always wanted to go back up until I started to forget who Jesus was. And as soon as my middle school year started, my life started to break down. And I started to think, if God loved me, then why is my life being destroyed? And I stopped believing. When I stopped believing, I noticed that I got meaner. I got more depressed. And I got more anxious, and I started to turn to things that would never really fully satisfy my soul, such as lust and gluttony. As my middle school years passed, I got more depressed and anxious, to where I felt no escape. I started to feel numb to my sin, to my body, and my overall soul. I knew I was going downhill, and I felt like I dug up a hole that there was no escape from. But as my freshman year rolled around, my depression got worse, to the point that I was going to take my own life. One night as I was lying in my bed, searching for an answer that could make me want to stop making this decision, but I couldn't find anything. It was up until my thoughts started telling me that my life had no meaning, that I should kill myself now, that my life has no purpose, that God doesn't love me, that my sin was too great, and I could never turn to God. But in one second, those voices stopped. And I heard a voice tell me that your life matters to me. I love you so much. It doesn't matter what sins you committed, you are never too far gone from me. And I instantly knew that that voice was Jesus Christ. After that voice finished, I prayed and allowed Jesus into my heart to change my life, to forgive my sin, and to make me new. After Jesus came into my life, I was a brand new man. I started to give to people more than to receive. I started to show kindness and started to pray for those who would hurt me. Everyone would always ask, "What happened to you?" And I would say, "I found God." But my friends would mostly laugh and mock me. So I left those people behind because I knew I would rather live my life free of sin and have to give things up in my life that were taking me off track, even if I didn't see it, than to live my life in chains, allowing the world to make my choices for me and end up dying. But even though I still sin, I finally remembered what the cross was for, that Jesus paid the price of sin so that I could live free from it and so that I can be seen sinless. That's how Jesus made me new. He gave me a clean slate and a new beginning, and I thank him every day for saving me.
Amen. Good job, man. Proud of you. Katie, Come on up, Katie. Praise the Lord already, right? Amen. There you go.
So, I always knew of God. I didn't necessarily grow up in a religious household besides some Christmas and Easter sermons here and there at my grandparents' church. I had struggled with peer pressure from what I would call who used to be friends. Sorry. I was peer pressured into these things that I never wanted to do. And because of these things, I started having this guilt and weight on my shoulders. And it was starting to take a toll on my mental health. My mental health started getting pretty bad, and I knew I needed something to change. I had talked to God through this, and I still hadn't confessed to him, but I knew that he was there to listen to me. He was someone who would listen to me no matter what. So I continued to pray to him for however long, and I knew that it was time to confess of my sins. So I confessed to Jesus that I was a sinner and that I was very thankful that he died for me. And I know he answered to this because I now have gotten 10 times better with my mental health. Along with, I have found this church. I've never really gone to church before, like I've said, and we've started going here every Sunday. Really proud of that. I've started reading my Bible when I have free time, along with taking notes. And I was also invited to Don and Kathleen's youth group out in Colfax. Shout out to them. Thank you for that. But they've really changed my life tremendously, and I thank them for that, as well as Jesus.
Amen.
Proud of you. So proud of you. So good. So good.
Eleni.
You want the stool? Is that too hard? You got it?
No, I got it.
Then perfect. All right.
Hi, my name is Eleni, and this is my testimony. I was born and raised in a Christian home, and I grew up learning about God. I knew of him, but I didn't know him personally. I was 7 years old when I remember sitting on the couch with my mom in the living room. I talked with her about what it means to be saved. I knew and told her that Jesus died for our sins and rose again. I told her that he sent his son to die for our sins and wants to have a personal relationship with us. I wanted that. We prayed and asked God to save me from my sins and forgive me. Since I've been saved, I realized that I've wanted to listen to church sermons and pray more. I feel like I've gotten better at obeying my parents and being nicer to my brothers. I've learned that when things are going wrong, you have to trust that God has a purpose for it. Genesis 50:20. You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. After I was saved, I realized that trials that we go through help us to rely on God more. I have learned to rely on God more in trials. In fourth grade, I did a biography on Corlina Ten Boom. Her famous saying is, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." I want to close with one of my first and favorite verses to memorize, Ephesians 2:8-9. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not your own doing, but a gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
Amen. Great job. Proud of you. Proud of you. Man, I love that her fruit is she obeys her parents now all the time. Any parent want to line up their kids? Praise the Lord, Eleni. And my man, Benny. My man, Benny's going to bring it up. The last one, my friend. I'm so proud of this kid. You're going to see Benny's testimony up on the screen so you can follow along. But man, I'm proud of this young man. I'm going to hold the mic for you, okay? What's that? You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. You want to use your finger and you can follow along or you got it?
Okay, honey.
I'm going to hold this for you.
Okay. Hello, Toss. My name is Benny Wilcott. I am 8 years old back in Easter. I went to the movie theater with my family to watch a movie about Jesus Christ. During the movie, I got sad that Jesus was turned was good and didn't fall, die for Nephi walk. When I got home, I could not what Jesus died for Jenny Nephi walk. I could not sleep. And when it was Jesus died, I went to talk to my mommy and daddy. All is for Jesus died, all is tongue with my penis. That done that here, I could not hear Jesus die for me. And therefore I went to Jesus into my heart. I will be saved and forever forgiven for sins. And I will go to heaven. I need Jesus to be in my heart forever. I want to be baptized, to be like Jesus, and be a new Benny.
Amen. Let's see right here. You know, oftentimes I'm asked, you know, why do we let kids get up here? Why wouldn't we? Benny has been wanting to be baptized because he asked Jesus to save him for, I don't know, for a long time. And the most important thing that I tell parents when I say, are they ready to be baptized, is will they be able to come up and share? And Benny wrote his whole testimony out, and he said, I can share it. And I said, Benny, then we want to hear it. And so, Benny, I'm so proud of you, buddy, and I'm so thankful that Jesus has saved you from your sins, and that you have great parents that have raised you. And guess what? You get to go first. So I'm going to have your dad come up. Where's your dad? There he is. And I'm going to have you go down here, and you can take your shoes off. There you go. And your dad gets the privilege of dunking you. So I'm going to have, nope, you can jump in right over here. Just jump in. No, don't literally jump in. There you go. And you're going to face that way. It's so nice, isn't it? Hey, amen. It's not a nice cold bath. So I'm going to have his dad pray with him and then baptize him. So just silently, just pray along with them.
You ready? Here we go. That a boy. He can come on over here. Benny, come on over this way. There you go. Praise the Lord. All right, Eleni. Let's have your dad come up too, and mom. And I'm gonna hold your hand. You can take off your sandals. All right. And then once again, their parents are gonna privately pray with her, and then I'll let them baptize her. Katie, come on up. Here. I'm going to help you. You can just put your feet that way. Katie. We are so blessed to hear your testimony and how God has been working in your life. I thank you for your profession that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and that he has died for your sins. And the truth of that is the gospel, the good news. It is a privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Braden, yeah, you got it. You're fine. Take your time. And your dad's got you. You can go right up in front. And I'm going to let you pray with him and keep him down there for a while. There you go. You had me worried for a second. Didn't know if you were going down. All right, Will. Do I do a graduation thing where you cannot make noises? No. Go, Will. Get on in there, bud. Yeah, make sure your phone's out. Will, my friend, what a blessing to hear your testimony of your faith in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation, that he's died for your sins, that he rose from the dead and has given you eternal life. My friend, I am so thankful for you and how God's working in your life. I've loved to get to know you and just see you grow. So it is a genuine privilege, my friend. I'm going to scoot you up, to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Good job. I think we brought all the water out. Lexi. And the one who had a huge part in your testimony, your friend will be baptizing you. Oh, you got a towel. I'm going to get this one. Okay. Perfect. Oh, turn around. There you go. Amen. Oop, you got it? All right. Yeah, it's all right. That's why we don't put any cords around here. Katrina. Katrina, I am so grateful to first meet you at your daughter's wedding and then to continue to see how God has got a hold of you and then saved you. Your humble admission of the fact that you needed to be saved, even at our ages, right? What a privilege it is to be your friend and now a brother in Christ. It is a privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Here. Oh, let's get that for you. Praise the Lord. I'd hug you more, but now I know I'm in trouble here. Emily and Cooper, come on up. I say ladies first. Just put your feet that way. Yep. Emily, so thankful for your admission, your humility. It's been such a privilege to get to know you and your husband. I thank you for your testimony and your faith in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. It's a privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There you go. Ziegler doesn't need the advertisement. I heard they're a good company, but Cooper, my friend, so blessed by your testimony and how God used you. Even, it was a Walmart, right, that you bought Bible? See, there's good for things for Walmart. I'm so thankful how God has used you, and then ultimately because he saved you. Thank you for your testimony, your faith in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. And so, my friend, it is a privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Get up there, buddy. I'm going to have the music people come on up. We're going to sing one closing song. I want you to know that you probably, if you've been at High Point for any length of time, you heard a familiar theme of every testimony. And that is true because every testimony has to have the same theme. You might not have the same story. You might not have sex, drugs, and rock and roll like my testimony has. You might have that you raised in a Christian home but didn't know Jesus. The familiar theme you heard of all the testimonies is the same thing that has to occur to you. Did Jesus die for your sins? Have you humbly acknowledged that Jesus died for your sins? Not that Jesus died for the world. He did. But it has to be personal. Yeah. You don't get to stand before God and say, my parents raised me in a Christian home. I get to go to heaven, right? You will stand before God alone. And if you have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you are set free. I pray that this service wasn't just something that you came to, but it was a service that God used to point you to Jesus Christ. And then for those of us who come here on a regular basis that know Jesus, oh boy, did we get a reminder to keep obeying him, right?
Amen.
God bless you all as we sing one final song. And when you get the opportunity, go ahead and stand. When you get an opportunity, please go say hi to each one of those individuals. Encourage them, and just so thankful for each. Let's give a round of applause to each of them for the God's glory.